Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet.
Send the rain
down. Raining down here on the battleground.
For your glory,
for your glory,
we're taking
territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Radio. This is April the 10th, 2021, and this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor Dr. Reverend Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. We have a spirit-filled lesson on today, so we're going to jump right into it. I have a few announcements. The Amazing Grace School of Ministry classes, and they're talking about the Old Testament Survey Part 1, Genesis through Nehemiah, has started. It started March 25th, 2021, but there is still time to register. And you can register with Dr. Carey. Please email her. Email her at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. amazinggraceministries@gmail.com for your enrollment forms. In addition, if you need more information, contact Dr. Carey. She can answer all your questions at 309-750-7584. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And to those that have sent a donation, we thank you for undergirding this ministry. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-7584. Email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's a capital A, and it's Z-E instead of Z-I. Or you can do the link http://tlbtr.com/s/11925595. Prepare to hear a word that will captivate your mind. It will change your life. Christ has come that we might have life and have life more abundantly. Time is moving on in 2021. Don't get left behind. God is saying we are breaking out and rebuilding the destitute places. The theme for April 2021 is Jesus is rebuilding the foundation. The lesson for this second Saturday is good in the day of troubles. So get ready for breakthrough. Isaiah 55:8, and I'm reading from the King James Version. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Now the new normal. As people continue to receive the vaccinations, states are opening. Restaurants are serving more than 10 people, and Biden has passed the American bill, which has allowed money to flow into the communities of color. Easter, and some say Resurrection Sunday, was last Sunday, and people were in charge in the church house, some for the very first time, after being unable to because of this pandemic. We are breaking out, and we are experiencing a breakthrough from this coronavirus. Praise God. God is leading a pathway to healing. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. God will never forsake us, nor will he leave us. He is right there by our side. And if we look for, or if we reflect over this past year in which we have been locked up in our homes, not being able to go to service, not being able to communicate with families, God is still and has still sustained us. Definitions. What is the meaning of breakout? Breakout is a verb literally to escape from a place or thing, often prison. The criminal broke out of prison but in a mile away. Or it could be a verb by extension, to move away or separate from someone or something. When you say breakout is a forceful emergence from a restrictive condition or situation. A sudden manifestation or increase as of a disease, an outbreak, a sudden or dramatic improvement or increase in popularity, now grown on a small scale in several arid regions, this crop seems poised for a major breakout. Just give us an example. What does breakthrough mean? Breakthrough means warfare, an offensive military assault that penetrates and carries beyond a defensive line, an act or instance of moving through or beyond an obstacle, a breakthrough in the talks between the regional leaders, a breakthrough agreement. To receive in your breakthrough, because it requires spiritual warfare. The Art of War by Jehovah Gabor Milkomah. Psalms 24:8, this is the King James Version. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jehovah Gabor is our Commander-in-Chief. Our Commander-in-Chief is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is an informed leader. He knows the enemy, his arsenal, and the terrain. He is not one of those handoff leaders who only wants to hear good reports. He sees all and knows all. Our commander especially knows his truth. He created us, called his commands, and set forth his decrees in the earth. He does so knowing how it will influence us. God knows how much of the battle we can bear and always provides a safe way to escape for us. When you define the commander-in-chief, it is a head of state or officer in supreme command of a country's armed force. Also an officer in charge of a major subdivision of a country's armed force or of its forces in a particular area. Now, many times we have situations come up in our lives, coronavirus, for an example, and we stress ourselves, isolate, closed up in our homes, trying to figure out how to handle them. The enemy comes at us in various ways to steal, kill, and destroy our faith in God. God wants us to know that he is Jehovah Gabor Milcomah, the Lord mighty in battle. This is stated in Psalms, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. As a child of God, you are the enemy of God's enemy, and that's that devil. When the enemy comes against you through other people and circumstances, you do not have to fight on your own. And enduring 2020 and now vaccinations, God has and will do it for us. A demonstration of how God is mighty in battle is shown in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It tells the story of how God fought for Judah when three nations, Moab, Ammon, and Mount Seir, waged war against them. At the time, Jehoshaphat was the king. We learn from this story how we are to respond when the enemy wages war against us. Because God is good and a stronghold in time of trouble, my God is good and a stronghold in the day of coronavirus, in the day of evil, in my strong, in my illness, provided protection. Psalms 37:24, the King James Version says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. We are not cast down, nor are we forsaken. God is our refuge and fortress. Psalm 32:7, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. God is our hiding place from all evil. God will surround us with songs of praise when the enemy thinks he's got us depressed, sad, and angry. But there's a song that comes and uplifts us. It uplifts our countenance where we can feel the joy of the Lord. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. Thank God for joy, joy, joy. Psalms 42:11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Why cast down, disquieted? Because we have hope. Hope in the Lord. Hope in despair. Yet will I trust in God. Psalms 146:1-8 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. And we have the protection of God. Isaiah 58:8. And this is the New Living Translation. Then your salvation will come like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Now, we are breaking forth from the blackness of our nights of affliction. And God brings with the morning joy and comfort of all good things. And he does not only say this light shall appear, standing all difficulties. As the sun breaks and pierces through a cloud, God is ready to help us when we are rightly humbled. God will quickly and how clearly salvation shall break forth upon us when trouble happens. Thine help shall spring forth speedily. Another metaphor to express the same thing. Unless there may be this difference, the light with reference to their outward state, the help with reference to the inward delight of their minds, in both to describe the complete satisfaction they shall have. Deliverance out of great pressures are often in scriptures represented by the recovery of health. As Isaiah 57 and 18, Jeremiah 8, 22, and this prophet especially delights in this metaphor, because all affliction is as it were a sickness to the soul, altering the heart and the countenance. Nehemiah 2:2-3. And a recovery out of this estate make the heart glad and the countenance cheerful. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a strong rest, those who trust him. The Lord is good, those so terribly to his enemies, to abstain sinners, obstinate sinners, yet he is as gentle, kind, and good to his people, to Israel, and to us. When you say he is good, in his just severity, he continues to be good. None of that consuming anger comes from any want of goodness in God. Yea, it is as much as the effect of his goodness. As just punishment on persistent malefactors are the effect of goodness in a judge or magistrate. But here the prophet intends rather the kindness and grace of God towards his people, to whom he doth good and will do more. Psalm 73 and 1, 119 and 68. Psalm 73 and 1 says, truly God is good to Israel, to those whose heart are pure. Psalms 119 and 68, and this is the New Living Translation. You are good and do only good. Teach me your decrees. A stronghold. It might have been rendered good to be a stronghold, as the Hebrew ethics imports, and is sometimes rendered. Though Israel seems to be exposed to the violence of enemies and to be without any munition or fortress, yet verily the Lord their God is for a defense and fortress to them. Psalms 31 and 3 and 61 and 3. Proverbs 18 and 10. And is their strength also in their fortress. Psalms 31 and 3 says, you are my rock and fortress and my fortress. For the honor of your name, lead me out of this danger, says, for you are my safe refuge, a fortress where my enemies cannot reach me. Proverbs 18 and 10, the name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. In the day of trouble, at all times of affliction and dangers, when outward pressure fills us with anguish and fear, knoweth, discerneth, approveth, and owneth, and will make it appear that he doth preserve, that he may deliver his peculiar ones. He knows the wicked and will restrain, rebuke, and destroy them. He knows the good and will protect, rescue, and save them. Them. Whether you consider them in a body, a community, or by themselves apart or singly, that trust, that believes, depend, and wait on God. They that depend by faith and wait with hope. In him is God, or on Christ, or on the word and the promises of God. So God was to those that trusted in his word of promises in Hezekiah's time. In conclusion, God is good. God is a refuge, and a strength is his fortress. He has provided for us in this day of trouble, in this day of coronavirus. We're still going through, and we're still having problems. Vaccinations have been slowly getting out, but they have been getting out. It is expected that the job market won't come back as it did before coronavirus, because jobs had to find a way to function with less people. But it doesn't matter, because our strength, our faith, and our trust is in the living God, who will fight for us. We must understand that this is a spiritual problem. Even though we may be living a physical world, it is still spiritual. Why do you say it's spiritual? Spiritual because the Bible tells us so. There is so much more to life than the physical world we experience through our five senses. The physical world around us exists within the spiritual realm. We need to understand that God is a spirit. Therefore, we must comprehend the domain of the spirit and the nature of spiritual warfare. God is all-powerful. He is a spirit. So the true worshipers must worship God, the Father, in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. Why? Because God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. John 4:23 and 24, this is the Amplified Bible version. But a time is coming and is already here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit. When you say in spirit, that's from the heart, the inner self, and in truth. For the Father seeks such people to be his worshipers. God is spirit, the source of life, yet invisible to mankind. And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So this means spiritual warfare is real and takes place behind the scenes of our physical world, which includes battles between angels and demons. God has given us the word, that's the Bible. In addition, Christ is our high priest who died on the cross and rose again, thereby giving the believers authority over Satan. It is said that the wicked spiritual entities must be put under the feet of Jesus and to pray and have faith in the word of God. We are powerful beyond our understanding because the word of God has given us that power. 1 Corinthians 15 and 27 states, for he has put all things under his feet. Let us pray. Most gracious Father, we come humbly yet boldly before your throne of grace. Before we ask you for anything, allow us to thank you for everything. God, we thank you for who you are. You are the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the everlasting Father, the Prince of peace, the Alpha and the Omega, and we can't even begin to thank you enough. God, you are good, and your mercies endure forever. God, you have been and are better to us than we can ever be to ourselves. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercies. Then, God, forgive us. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly. God, forgive especially those of us that can't forgive ourselves. God, you are majestic. Oh, how we love you and we adore you. Thank you for Dr. Carey and the development of this lesson, God. God, thank you because we are breaking out and rebuilding the destitute places through you. Oh, God, thank you for your promises. You said that you would not leave nor forsake us, and you have kept your word in these troubled times. Thank you, Lord. Now, God, continue to keep us in the center of your will. Then, Lord, look on our leaders. Look on the whole household of faith. Look on my pastor, the superintendent, Dr. Byron, and Lady Dorothy Gibbs, our assistant pastor and his wife. Lord, look on the sick and the shut in. Brother Tyree, look on Mother Flo, God, and continue to deal with Sister Baker. Look on the bereaved family. Look on the listeners, God, one by one, name by name. Look on all out-of-town listeners, the ones from Texas, Georgia, Indiana, Louisiana, Iowa, and any others that I'm not aware of. You know and hear every unspoken request. Look on marriages, God. Look on those that need you right now. You are right now, God. Hallelujah. Go see about them, God. Do it for them. Help us to make our requests be made known unto you. Do for us what only a God like you can do. Then, God, be with us in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening and tuning in to the Blog Talk Radio on today, where Reverend Dr. Maria Carey is the host and Evangelist Missionary Terry Rogers is the co-host. Tune in next week. I will be returning. Same time. Remember, if something was said that encouraged your heart, let Dr. Reverend Carey know. Text or email. Text her at 309-750-7584 or drop her an email at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A-M-A-Z-E-N-G-R-A-C-E. MINISTRIES@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And if you are listening, I didn't mention your state. Text your state at that number, and I will acknowledge it because around here, everyone is appreciated. Remember to wear your mask, wash your hands often, and don't forget to social distance yourselves. Until next time, enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed.